BFBS. Your stories. Mount Pleasant, the Falklands.
If you're posted to the South Atlantic for a short time, it can be a steep learning curve with many varied responsibilities in a unique tri-service environment. And I spoke to some of the people who are used to the challenges of being in such an isolated part of the world. Petty Officer Den Herity is no stranger to travel. From Ayrshire, Scotland, where his family live, he's been drafted in from Northwood HQ in Middlesex.
We're top here. I'm the ComSend manager at the JOC, dealing with the formal messaging system to and from theatre. Biggest challenge is getting a new message system operational, ensuring that a seamless transfer from the old one to the new one has been completed. Also includes the commissioning of new procedures, both personnel-wise and operational-wise, in delivering this messaging. Being drafted to the Falklands gives me a fantastic opportunity to be involved in a unique culture and way of life. I'm old enough to remember the conflict, so these chances to visit places and memorials made famous while I was younger has been endearing.
For those on a tour of 4 or 6 months, there can be a whole set of different responsibilities and a lot to achieve in a short period of time. One hospital warrant officer from RAF Akrotiri has spent a harsh winter in the Falklands away from Ruby and Lola and her husband Jim. Warrant officer Mandy Frank.
Down here in Mount Pleasant, I'm the practice manager in the medical centre. In TPMH, my role is quite diverse, but here I focus on the management of the medical centre. It took me about 6 weeks to get established and identify all the jobs that need doing, and they basically vary from decluttering all the excess equipment that's amassed over the years to reviewing our major incident plan. I've been working hard to get as many jobs out of the way that I can, but now I'm getting ready to hand over to my replacement.
With such a hectic schedule, have you found any time to explore the islands?
Maybe not as much as I would have liked to have done, but I've been to a couple of the remote radar heads at Mount Alice and at Byron Heights and seen how they live up there. I'm quite glad I'm at Mount Pleasant and not where they are, but the guys, you know, I do give them credit. They do a great job up there, away from their families in these remote locations, and the weather up there can be really atrocious and they get cut off from the rest of the world. You know, hat off to them, they do a great job.
This is Paul Wisdom at Mount Pleasant, the Falklands.
Your stories.
BFBS.